So I like to share with everybody a little bit of our language, because our language holds what we call mana. And mana is like that vibrational, that spiritual, that internal power. Yeah, it's not a physical power. But I like to share these three words with the class because they hold so much meaning. And I think a lot of people don't really know the actual meaning of these words. So the first word I always start with is ha. And ha is divine breath of life. So it means what it sounds like. It's... And for Lomi, I believe besides prayer, this is like the physical foundation for bodywork for Lomi, is our breath. You'd be surprised what the body does when we're not breathing and what it's able to do when we can get our breath moving in our body. So I always focus on this word first. It's the most important whether you're giving or receiving. So then I share this one. Aloha. So aloha is one of our most commonly used, most generalized words. There's countries in the mainland trying to copyright it. But it breaks down into two parts. Alo, meaning to be in the presence of another. And ha, their breath. So this literally means to be within the presence of another person's breath. And to do that, you have to be really close, right? So we share this with what we call ahoni or honihoni, which is nose to nose, and we're breathing in each other's purest essence. Polynesians, we did not greet on the mouth because we considered our mouth, our waha, to be dirty. Excuse me, from our mouth, we could speak lies. In ancient times, you speak death upon somebody. Even now, in court, you speak death upon somebody. It was where our sickness came out when we were sick. So from our mouth wasn't our cleanest, but our nose, our essence from our nose was. And so we would share nose to nose, our breath. Modern times, we speak this word instead. Yeah, and I guess because it's a little too close for comfort if you're not familiar. And so we say aloha. Here in Hawaii, we hug, we kiss, we love upon each other. It's okay. Just, yeah, it's something that we do. So it's just nose to nose, and we just breathe in our breath. So like this. No, like this.
Nice. Oh, wow. Thank you.
You can kind of tell if somebody is sick. Right? If I mean, you feel their mana that way too. And it's such a close
mana
connection.
Mana is like energy, right?
Yes, it's your energy, yeah. So it's just such a close connection that we share with each other. And I think in modern times, our generations now and coming up are trying to revive all of our practices. So you will, if you come across, you know, if you just go down to the beach, you'll see local boys doing this to each other. We got this. And exactly. So it's easy to text somebody and then let your thought be out there in the wild, and then they can just respond when they feel like it. And then we don't talk to each other anymore, even, you know? So we've lost that, just even being in each other's presence like this,
yeah.
Much less being in each other's face presence, you know? Uh-huh. This is one of our most special words. And it breaks down into three parts. So, ha, again, our breath. With our breath, we can cleanse our mind. It's what we do when we meditate. It's what we do when we've had a rough day, when we just need to clear our head, just take a deep breath. We have vai, or wai, in the middle, like Waikiki. Wai is clean, pure, fresh water from heaven. It's what we can use to purify, to cleanse our body, okay? And then we have E. E is an ancient word for God, or divine creator. And I've come to believe all these years that most ancient cultures and people have a name, or a chant, or a song, or a poem, or a story, or some kind of way that people came into being. And so in Hawaii, we start with E. And so E is, if you think about it, cleansing of our spirit. So with Hawaii, we have a cleansing of our mind, our body, and our spirit.